No, it's good. It was, you know, today we started phase three. So we got a chance to come out here on the field and work. First OTA session, and I thought it was really good. Obviously we have some work to do. I think with conditioning, the first time to come out here, and the tempo was really high. I mean, we went two periods of no huddle and really strained them that way. And we want to try to get the point where we can execute under strain. And so it was challenging, that part. And the last period that you saw, we had a little opportunity period where we really wanted to see some strong competition, some guys that we wanted to see in particular situations, like Thomas at Mike linebacker, just to get a chance to see him, the two safeties, Sherrod and Joe, get a chance to see maybe them showcase their abilities. Same thing on offense, you know, some guys learning different positions. So we wanted to use that opportunity for guys who can showcase their talents, provide value to the team in other ways, and we took the helmets off the guys that weren't involved, and we wanted them to help lead. We wanted them to help coach. And I thought we started taking, for the first time we did it, it's not where we want it to be, but it was coming. We had five or six guys doing a lot of talking, helping the younger guys, but that will just grow. I think that'll be a good period for our guys. So, but overall, very pleased. We have a ways to go yet.
What'd you see out of Chad and Blake?
Good. I think Chad, even like in phase two, he's been throwing pretty well. I know I talked to him about that. I said, well, it appears to me you really have thrown with confidence. And, you know, he said, I'm not there yet. You know, I'm getting closer, but I'm not where I want to be. So, but I it feels to me like he's just got a better command of the offense. I think with Blake, you're seeing the ups and downs. I think we're seeing more good. And from where he was to where he's now, he's making progress. It's so important to him, so important to him. And I think we just got to, I love that part that he's so competitive. And I think that he just, once he gets to a comfort level where he understands the offense, I think things will settle down for him.
How is Blake calling the plays?
He was good. I was in there in the huddle listening to him. And he's got good command of the plays. I think that will become even stronger. That will become even stronger.
Because you've got a lot of options now at receiver, especially with Ace having so much experience from last season. Know how you want to work with
Well, I think that's what that last period is for, you know, to see guys like Hearn, see him playing Z and X and H, and see what's his value, you know, what can he learn all three positions, you know, and that's what we're trying to do, is trying to figure out these guys. We know Cecil, I mean, he's going to be here. The other guys, we got to try to figure out, is that to the point now where somewhere in training camp and preseason, we're going to have to try to figure out who our fourth and fifth wide receivers are. And that's why I think these periods now, we're starting that process where we take that last period and see, you know, guys that they have position flexibility.
Hey guys, do you expect Clemens back tomorrow?
I hope so. I got a call into him today. I was hoping that he would be back. Obviously, I think we have, 89 out of 90. And you know, I know it's voluntary, but we'd like to see him back here, and I know he's got good reason, so I'm sure there's a message for him when I get in.
So he told you before today that he wasn't going to be here? Or?
No, we just talked to him about being here, but I know he's got some issues, okay. Family things that he's taking care of, so it must have carried over till today. We talked last week about he was hoping to get here, but I have not talked to him this morning yet.
Joe and Brewster got a lot of work. Was that expected?
We're being real smart with them, though. You know, what they can do and how much we can challenge, same as Austin, Pastor. You know, we're real careful, you know, listening to Scott and the advice he gives us on those guys. But we want to, you know, if they're ready to get some reps, we want to, you know, get them in there. I know they're both chomping, you know, to get in there. So we got to be the smart ones to hold them back some.
What are you looking for on Joe the next couple? I mean, because only had a quarter left tackle, right?
Right. Well, I think, you know, his comfort level. Zane has been really good for him just the short time they've been together. Brewster, again, picking up. We're excited about that part. I think to see what's going to happen at right guard is also something that's really intriguing. Who's going to step it up? You're seeing some of those younger guys play multiple positions, you know, just to see where they are. Even Linder, you know, he played right guard. He played some tackle. You know, some position flexibility, but then sooner he'll lock into to right guard, and we'll, you know, see him at right guard in the competition.
Coach, I think we counted 35 new guys out on the field this year. What does that say about kind of what you're trying to build, and how difficult is it when?
Well, you know, I guess I can use a lot of the same talks to the team that. No, I think we knew that in the beginning part. We're going to be a young team. I believe we're a faster team. And I think that we want to make sure that we're in shape so that we play fast. To me, the judge of a fast team is, are you playing fast on play 8 of a series or play 9? You know, to come out the very first play of the game and play fast, okay, but long standing. And I believe we're a faster team. And now we just got to execute and be precise in what we're doing. And that's, you know, takes experience. So we've talked before about to our team, it's kind of a race to maturity. We're trying to speed up the learning process as fast as we can by keeping it simple enough to where we can see these inexperienced guys become experienced. And that's the challenge.
Work Leroy in Dakota's spot today. Is that where you're going to put him?
Yeah, we're taking a look at him at the auto spot.
Cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
Why do you like him there more at the?
Well, I think he has ability. It's just to get a chance to see him. You know, he played some of it last year where he set the edge. He's got really good strength. He's got good speed on the line of scrimmage. So I think it's, he has a faster chance to play there. To go back to a Will linebacker spot that he has played some to, I think that could be a possibility depending on how we're looking at Will. But we're pleased with Thomas and Gino, and we've got some guys there. So we thought, you know, to get Leroy a faster chance to get on the field. To play him at that spot.
So the Sam term, is that even in the playbook anymore?
No.
It's all on.
Yep.
It's all on.
Yep.
What do you hope or expect to see from Blake and how he carries himself in these next few weeks around the veterans for the first time in the locker room, considering, you know, he does want to establish himself as
right.
the possible franchise quarterback of the future, but also being the backup?
Well, I think, you know, one of the questions we've asked our guys, how do you win over the locker room? Do you come in and spend a lot of time with the guys? Or do you learn the playbook and execute on the field? And I think the fastest way to gain acceptance is learning the playbook and execute on the field. If you do that, they'll come. Everybody will come to you. So it comes back to that. And that's what I like what he's doing. He does a great job in the locker room, meshing with the players and all that. But what I like about him is he's really competitive. He wants to learn it. And he's trying to get that, you know, get the offense down as fast as possible so he can own our principles, offensive principles. And that's a work in progress.
Gus, when you have this many new guys, how do you as a coaching staff and as a head coach stay true to the competitive process that, hey, the best guys are going to make this team and be on this team without putting it in the back of your head, well, this guy actually did this in a game for me before.
Right. Well, I think that's why we got to try to put these guys in different situations from now all the way through training camp. And just like that opportunity period, put two out there, heighten the environment a little bit. The veterans got, some of the veterans had their helmets off. They're coaching up. The music's down. Heighten the atmosphere. How do they perform in that situation? You know, and then just make note of it. And all these little tests that we have, make note of it. Do guys stay within themselves? Do they get hyped up here and then they get out of whack? And so we're looking at all those things. And we, you know, everything counts, we tell our guys. Everything. The way you walk on the field, the way you handle yourself in the huddle, the way you talk to your teammates, all those things. Everything counts. And we're going to evaluate all those.
Coach, your confidence level in Denard Robinson, you said he's a little bigger, but catching the ball a little bit today.
Yeah, he did. I think he has gained confidence. I think over the off season, he's put a lot of work into it. He just seems like he has a different mindset. And it's one day, but we like the progress he's made.
That bone spur on Evans, is that a lengthy thing?
No, I believe he should be back for training camp. But he went, not for OTAs.
How about the rest of those injury guys? In terms of back for OTAs or back for camp?
Coleman, yeah, and Josh. Dakota, what I've been told, we just got to go day to day on him, but he could be. Marcel, I know he's making good progress. I know he was running last week and he said it felt better. I don't know the final thing. And Lamar, same thing, he's day to day.